Hello and welcome to Full Access Hoops and OTG Basketball Podcast. This is episode 78. We're going to be talking NBA Finals. I'm going to finally rate Tyler Creator's last album. I'm back with the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Nigel Freeman. We're going to be just doing our usual little spiel. Not going to be an overly long episode because we only have one game of NBA Finals to go off of. Might be a hot take or two. We'll see. But first, run the jewels. Step into the spotlight. Nigel,
we're here.
The NBA Finals are here. Toronto Raptors have a 1-0 series lead. And I picked them to win game one. I still have the Warriors winning the series in six. Kevin Durant's due back by, I think, game four. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good. What do you think?
Yo, man. Game one was fantastic. I wasn't really expecting the Raptors to get here from the start. They're just never... has been in my head a Raptors in the NBA Finals. So shout outs to them for that. And both teams, like I told you, I was texting you that day. It's like, yo, they're both playing at like their peaks. Like it was good basketball. It was really good basketball. Fucking the Warriors just, they couldn't keep up though. And I feel there was like a comment said that they need KD, or no, not even that. Before even that, there's like a stat, like the Warriors are like 0-3 against the Raptors this season, and then they're like 67-29 for the rest of the league. Like they might not win this. I honestly predict Raptors 5.
In 5, you're bugging. If you just
Raptors 5.
Yeah, that's a hot take. I mean, if you're right on that take, then my Bucks and 5 over the Celtics take was nothing.
And I'll tell you why. Well, no, not even why. But if they went tomorrow, that's definitely 5. It's definitely a 5. KD's going to come out. He's going to play game 4 or whatever. And it's not going to be enough. Or no. They'll win that one. They'll win the game 4 and lose 5.
All right, so... Man, that's a hot take. So for me, what I think, if the Raptors win game 2, they have a serious chance of winning this series. I don't think they're a lock to win it because I think game 1 is like, you know, first time in franchise history the Raptors were in the finals. You have the crowd really juiced up. And obviously the Warriors didn't have Durant. They had DeMarcus Cousins come in. He only played 8 minutes. I thought he moved the ball decently well passing wise. I didn't think he looked good. I thought he looked a little bit slow and out of shape. And obviously when you tear your quad and you miss 2 weeks of basketball, 3 weeks of basketball, you're not going to be that good. I think that's just common knowledge. So him missing as much time as he did, I think affects them. I'm not sure what his value is this series, but I think if you're the Raptors, you feel good because if you can take care of home court, you're going into Oracle. All you got to do is steal one game. If you steal one game in Oracle, you're up 3-1, and 3-1 leads, as we know, although the Warriors obviously have one blown themselves, it's normally a lead that's too much to come back from. I don't know what kind of impact Kevin Durant has when he comes back. Obviously, I think he's going to be a major – he's the biggest question mark for this series, right? If Kevin Durant's healthy, I think this is the Warriors winning this series. If he comes back and he's not that good or he's at like – 75% of himself, I think that's not enough because Kawhi is going to be given the challenge of locking up Durant. If Durant's hurt and he already has Kawhi on him, I just think that kind of negates each other. So I think right now it's still Warriors in 6. But if the Raptors win game 2, then this is a completely different series because then all the pressure's on the Warriors because, once again, the Raptors having home court for this series is extremely big because Kevin Durant's not playing these first 3, possibly 4 games. But also, I will say, if the Raptors win tomorrow game 2, then we might not see Durant game 4. They might get nervous and have Durant play game 3. And if they rush Durant back a little bit early, who knows what kind of impact that has on his body. Obviously, there's 2 days off between game 1 and game 2 and another 2 days off between game 2 and game 3. But I don't know. I liked what I saw from the Raptors. But again, I got to see more of it.
You know, Kawhi may be injured, and it's just like a non-disclosed injury.
No, he definitely got hurt in game 7 or game 6 last round, his quad. So he's definitely not 100%. He's got like a little gimmick in his step, but, you know, Siakam obviously was one of the 5 players ever in NBA history to have 32 plus points in game 1 of the NBA Finals, which is elite company. The only other players to do it, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, and I think I want to say Wilt Chamberlain. But again, that's if Siakam's going to play that good, and Kyle Lowry wasn't very good in game 1. So you got to expect him to be better in game 2. It's trouble. You mentioned the Warriors. Without Durant, this team doesn't have a lot of offense. Yeah, like Curry.
But you don't think they have a lot of offense? Really? Not without
Durant, they don't. Curry had 34 points. Thompson had 27 points. The nearest guy to them was Draymond Green with 10 points.
Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, I got you.
They don't have a lot of guys. I mean, and Steve Kerr played 11 guys in game 1. 11. He had Jonas Jerebko playing in the first half.
But, this is why you have DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, I'm telling you, man, Cousins played 8 minutes and they were a bad.
Oh, no, they were terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
He had 2 nice passes. He had 1 pass underneath the basket to Quinn Cook for 3, which I thought was good. Actually, I really liked Quinn Cook in game 1. He only played 9 minutes, but I thought his aggression shooting was what the Warriors needed. But they're in trouble. And Iggy got hurt late in game 1, too. I don't know if you remember. He kind of pulled his either calf or quad, or hamstring, I should say, because he was limping near the end of game 1. So who knows, if Iggy's banged up, this team is in trouble, because if you can only rely on Curry and Clay to score, the Raptors are a very good defensive team and they can zone in on that. And Draymond, I mean Pascal Siakam whooped that ass in game 1.
Destroyed him, dude. He was out to say, like, I'm not Draymond, I am Spicy P.
The most improved player of the year.
Facts. Like, there's no way he's not winning that award.
I think there was a good debate for D'Angelo Russell. Obviously, playoffs don't matter, so we're going just off regular season.
Let me tell you something, though, about this, though. And this is like a theory that I feel like that the playoffs influence these fucking decisions. Like, just you don't see it.
Well, I think the votes are already in.
They can say the votes are in. They don't say who wins what until weeks after the finals.
True. And they don't show it till weeks after, but they also show like the poll or like the data, so you at least know who got what votes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do release the stats to say like who got how many votes for like first, second, or third and that kind of stuff. And we already know the final 3 runner-ups for each category.
Okay. Yeah. PG, fucking Giannis and Harden are for MVP, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's personally, I think the award should be the entire season. Like, I don't know. It's tough.
I think so, too.
Because playoffs should mean something, or there should be playoff awards. I mean, I think there should be a differential, because we see a lot of guys, they may struggle in the regular season, but they, like LeBron, for example. There's a thing as regular season LeBron and postseason LeBron. And even with Kawhi, we're seeing postseason Kawhi. I mean, he's been on a different level of dominance. Kevin Durant, before he got hurt, was on a different level of dominance. Curry, his last 7 games has 1 game under 30 points, his last 7.
Yeah. They're all going to him right now.
Right. And for me, you know, none of these guys are going to get any awards because of regular season stuff, but they're doing it when it matters most. So I do think there should be some sort of playoff award system.
I do too. The MVP for the playoffs is just not enough. I mean, I guess you win a trophy as well for the championship,
right?
But like individually, as like a whole, as the playoffs as a whole this season, it's been fucking enjoyable. And I was like kind of apprehensive. I was like, I don't think I'm gonna fuck with this at all. I just LeBron's on in here. I'm like, all right, it's really who I really care about in the finals. Like, I don't care about the Warriors because I know they're going to either win or have a good run for their money. But I mean, like, this season can, like, this whole playoff run has been fucking nuts for me. Like, even for the very end for the Eastern Conference, like, either team, I didn't have a fucking pick, that didn't matter to me. But, like, to see one of those teams other rather than the fucking Cavs or the Heat. For me, like, the last memories have been those couple teams, and I think the Celtics as well. Like, no other teams have been in the finals. So this is good. I need diversity. This is what I've been feening for.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it was nice to see a different face in the finals, like seeing Kawhi versus, you know, the Warriors, for example. I mean, even though obviously the Raptors aren't just Kawhi. I mean, Marcus Gasol was really good in game one. Danny Green finally showed up. Siakam, as we mentioned already, Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet off the bench has been fantastic. And Norman Powell, actually, a guy who was really big in the Milwaukee series. He only had played 9 minutes in game one. Wouldn't be surprised to see him more in game two for Toronto. But I think it's definitely good to have new blood. They actually asked Draymond today. They were like, how's it feel to like be in a different place for the NBA Finals this year in Toronto? And he was like, well, it beats being in Cleveland, I'll tell you that.
And Cleveland sucks. Yeah. There's nothing there.
Yeah, no one wants to be in Cleveland. And then, of course, my man Drake.
Oh my gosh.
Flex guy, wearing a Del Curry jersey to the game, had a wristband to cover up his Curry and Durant tattoos.
Yo, the funniest thing about that, Brian texted me. He's like, yo, did you know this Herb Drake put a headband or an armband on his, to hide his tattoos? Because he didn't want to look like a, I don't know, like a fake fan, I guess. I don't even really, I don't know, because he's in Toronto hyping up the Toronto, like, I'm a hardcore Raptors fan, but you have Curry and Durant's numbers tatted on you. What?
Okay. What? And this is, all right, so for me, this is, like, people have been making this argument, and I want to say it's a fucking bullshit argument. And this is why. I'm a Pacers fan. I have tons of players around the league that I'm a huge fan of and root for in situations, right? LeBron, when Kobe was around Kobe, I still root for Paul George. There are players in the league that I root for that are not on my team. Granted, I don't get them tattooed on me, but also Drake has a personal relationship with these guys, which is a little bit different. But also, like, Drake can have, like, favorite players outside of the league, like Curry and Durant. Like, those are his guys. Doesn't mean he's a fake fan. Like, he can root for other players in the league. Like, why is it a fake fan?
Sure, sure. Maybe I was honestly, I couldn't find the right words to use for that. But I, like,
personally. People have called him a fake fan for that, though. So you're not,
yeah,
like,
no, out of. And yeah, I think that's probably where I got the word from. But, like, personally, I don't think you need to hide your tattoos. I was going to come out as just like, everyone knows why you did it, right? So, like, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, you should just rock. But I think for him, it's just like, I don't want to give the Warriors any motivation or say, like, yo, you got me tatted on. You're like, oh, saying, like, wow. I feel like it was just him trying to make some kind of maneuver. And then, of course, after the game, him and Draymond got, like, literally face-to-face, like nose-to-nose. And what he's – if I read Drake's lips right, I thought he said – who won, though? Ha, nice try. But someone said that Drake said, who won, though? Trash. To Draymond. Either way, I love it. I think Drake is good for basketball. I know a lot of people hate on Drake. Like, why? I want fans like that. Like Spike Lee with the Knicks back when, even when he was torching my Pacers and he was doing, you know, his antics at Reggie Miller and stuff. Like, it's fun. I don't have a stars.
Being, Spike.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with it. So who do you think wins game two?
Toronto. It's going to be a very close game. It might go to overtime.
See, now, I want to say the Warriors, because I think, like, the Warriors come back strong. Yeah. But I just have a lot of question marks. I mean, if Iggy's hurt, yikes. Durant's not playing, obviously. Like, I actually think Cousins needs more minutes. And I think also, if I'm the Warriors, I put Cousins into the starting lineup. They started Jordan Bell in game one, had Kevon Looney come off the bench. Like, I'm not saying DeMarcus Cousins has to play 25 plus minutes, but I would have him start the game just so, even if you want to try and get him going early, there's the threat of Curry and Clay around him instead of him coming off the bench with guys like Quinn Cook, Sean Livingston, and Jonas Jerebko around him. If you give him some more weapons, Cousins might actually be some sort of an offensive threat, and even still, he can dish out to those kind of guys and might give him some momentum early. You know, Steve Kerr's just got to play some adjustment games, because right now, without Durant, you are definitely lacking offense because Iggy can't hit threes. Livingston can't hit threes. They can't really play Quinn Cook a lot because you got to have Clay and Curry out there. But I, like I said, we talked about earlier, I think if the Raptors win this game, they seriously have their foot on the Warriors' throats. And, you know, it's problematic. And also, I had this take on the NBA outlet. I wouldn't be shocked or like blown away if the Warriors were good to go down 3-1, they get Durant back and then they come back and win this series.
Fuck out of here. They're down 3-1.
Yeah, I could see the Warriors winning their own like 3-1 scenario and just destroying the.
They have to win three more games to win.
They did it to the Thunder.
My guy.
Russell Westbrook
and Kevin saying Durant. The Raptors can get one game.
Hey, you telling me Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka couldn't get one game?
Nah, they couldn't. Yeah.
I think it's possible, of course, but I don't know, man. It's been a good series. And it's only one game, but like the NBA Finals are just hyped. Like, I love that. And also, if you're interested in the NBA Finals, we're doing game recaps on the NBA outlet following every single finals game. We did a recap for game one after game one. We will be doing another one for game two. We're also doing a giveaway for these episodes. We're going to be giving away. You have to go find out at OTG Basketball on Twitter. That's where you're going to find out what we're giving away. And also check out DSGNtree.com. We have a ton of shirts, off the glass shirts. We just came out with the Cyborg Kawhi Leonard t-shirt. Fuego, little Terminator eye. Also have a lot of other t-shirts. Check them out.
They're fire.
So, Tyler, Creator. It was a good album. Igor, right? Is that what it's called? Igor?
Igor.
Obviously, I didn't give it a hard listen last time we were on the pod. I had to kind of like gather myself and give it the right systematic listen because I wasn't in the right area to be listening to it because I tried to listen to it at the gym and that's not a gym album. You think it's a gym album?
I fucking listen to that shit in the gym, dog. The whole thing.
All right. So like, let me first off, everybody listening, I'm a gym guy. I work out. My gym music is like J-Rock, Nipsey. It's got to be like pump, like hot. Like he gets a little soft on some of these. I can't like.
That shit just still motivates me, man.
I'm trying to push boulders.
I'm pushing boulders. Listen to that soft shit, dog. Let me tell you.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I definitely have. Like when Khalil came out with Free Spirit, I was in there just like, my bad. And then,
Respect.
But I give it a 3.5.
3.5.
You gave it a 5, right?
I think I gave it a 5. I'm listening to it like how I listen to Run the Jewels 3. That's how it is odd all the time, dog.
That's wild. That's a lot of height.
That's true. Like I'll like go back and forth between that album and then it's like some Haywire shit. And then I've been getting into a lot of like just electronic music lately. I'm fucking with this shit heavy. It's fire. Real fire.
I had a country week. I'm not gonna lie. Thomas Rhett came out with an album. I was getting to my country ties a little bit.
Hold on. Can we before you get into this album, dog? I want to ask you.
I'm
pretty sure. Oh, you're not. Okay, but all right.
Okay, I'm listening to it. That's all.
I really fuck with Old Town Road. Like that song is fucking fire. I honestly fuck with that shit so much. And like, not just the fact that it's good, but like it broke down a barrier. Like that shit is crazy. That song is crazy.
Gary V talked about this way back when, actually with a sit down with Nipsey. They were sitting down and he was like, have you ever thought about like doing a country song? And Nipsey like laughed. He's like, no. He's like, hear me out. He's like, that's what next when you start going into different genres and start incorporating it. And he goes, just playing around with it. He goes, I'm telling you, he goes, that's the next thing is when people start crossing genres. And then this song came out and I immediately thought of that. I went to Gary V's page. And I kid you not. He like posted the clip of him and Nipsey talking about like touching different genres and demographics, because, you know, music is music, and like collaborate with different artists. And that's exactly what, was it Lil Nas or Lil Nas?
Lil Nas.
Lil Nas did. He got Billy Ray Cyrus and they came out with this country hip hop collaboration. And yeah, it is. It's very catchy. The video came out recently from that kid at the school with all those kids jamming out. And that's awesome. I think this is a really good song. I think it's a little bit overplayed. Kind of reminds me of how every summer we get one of these songs that we just like just nail it in until we physically can't stand it anymore. Like Hotline Bling, Wrecking Ball. Like, I just think of like all these songs where we just like bash it in. This is the next one, but it's a good one. No doubt. Beat's catchy.
Dude, I think that's a Hudson Valley thing only. I'll be honest with you. They just destroy a song.
Nah, it's radio. It's definitely just mainstream radio. You played like one day, like I need a one dance, like that song.
Dude, I don't listen to radio because of that. I strictly listen to that, like the playlist that I make. So I avoided this song for so long. I saw the video and I was just like, yo, what? I was sleeping on this shit. It's just like when you got the horses in the back, when you hear that shit, I'm like, yo, that's just catchy, dog. It's the catchiness of it that gets you. He's smart as fuck.
You know why it also got overplayed in my mind? Because that song has been used in so many like memes and like videos on the internet. Like, for example, Game of Thrones, when Arya and the Bells, episode 5 of season 8, sees that white horse, someone made that clip with that song.
Yo.
And Arya's just like walking and she gets on the horse and takes off and goes, I got my horses in the back.
Nah, chill.
Like, literally everything. And that's kind of why, to me, it got a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's a little ridiculous. But I have gone ghost on the social medias.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. We could talk more about that on the other pod.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we got left? I think that's going to wrap it up this episode of Thoughts Soups.
Hey.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Beast Coast is a good album. You should listen to that if you get a chance.
We will review Beast Coast on next week's show. I know this is a little bit shorter of a show. We just wanted to put out some sort of content between game one and game two of the finals. Me and Jay Christian will be recording episode 79 probably tomorrow, or no, probably Monday following game two of the NBA finals. We'll be talking basketball focus primarily, and then whatever Jay decides he wants to spit out. The man loves asking questions and hypotheticals. And then me and Nigel will be back probably following game three of the NBA finals. We're going to try and do a pod in between every game just so we can recap the game as well as talk about whatever else is going on. So be sure to check us out on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes. Check us out on Twitter at Full Access Hoops. Be sure to check out me on Twitter and Instagram at KWAL Hoops, KWAL Hoops. Be sure to check out the man, the myth, the legend, the audio engineer of this shindig, Nigel Freeman at Formanzy Media. That's on Instagram and Twitter, Formanzy Media. And also check out his podcast, Formanzy Media Podcast. I'm going to be hopping on the newest edition. We're going to record right after this. And then also head to otgbasketball.com for all the greatest and latest up-and-coming NBA content out there. Be sure to check out the pods we got. We got Heaters Heat, the Brooklyn Buzz, the NBA Outlet, in which I co-host. We will be doing recaps after every single finals game live. And also be sure to check out the merchandise we got at dsgntree.com/off the glass. We got a bunch of t-shirts and stuff, everything that helps the brand continue to grow. Until next time, peace out, knuckleheads.
Peace.